Today, I welcome to the program sales trainer and coach Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training. Greg and I are talking about how small business owners can energize and improve their sales process.
You know, Greg, one of the things that I really appreciate about your approach is that you really demonstrate a lot of empathy and understanding for the challenges that our small business owners face in trying to do sales themselves or manage a sales process if they have a staff of sales folks. So let me kind of ask you, starting off, from your work, long work as a trainer and a coach, what do you see as some of the key challenges and roadblocks that small businesses face in having successful sales?
Well, Mike, I think the first thing is a lot of times, small business owners, as we've talked about before, they get into their own business because they love what they do. Could be as cooks, could be as a product that they've developed. There's a lot of avenues that they use to get into the business world. What they aren't taught is how to sell. They have a love for their device, they have a love for their product or service, but they haven't been told how to sell. And now on top of that, if they're successful, if they have a product, now they're growing a business and no one ever taught them how to grow a business. So you have multiple things that come up. Sometimes you've got the fact that if they're a growing business, sometimes they struggle with being able to hire the right people. Sometimes it's a struggle to forecast out revenues, because if they have other people besides themselves who are salespeople, they may have some who have been in the business a long time, but maybe they're stuck in comfort zones. A lot of times as well, there are new opportunities out there. They just don't know how to get them. So those are just a handful of issues that a small business owner deals with every day. So
oftentimes, a small business owner, from our experience at the association, they tell us, and I remember this from owning a small business myself, you start a small business because you have a passion for your product or service. You want to serve customers, really improve the world, as the case may be. You may or may not be necessarily good at the sales process. And, of course, that's why folks like you do sales training.
Sure.
And so the next question is, let's get into some of the specific things that you can suggest to small business owners. If they don't really think they're doing a great job on sales, they don't feel like they're achieving all the sales potential they could for their small business, what are some positive steps they can take?
Well, the first thing is they have to have a process. We just talked about today and with our clients. What ends up happening a lot of times is people and businesses, they know they need to sell, but they don't know either how, or they understand that in order to keep their doors open, they've got to continually bring in new business. I mean, it makes sense, it's obvious. However, what most people don't know is that prospects have a system for buying that they use against them on a regular basis. And I can give a quick example of that process. For prospects, they typically will mislead. They want all your information because most people are experts in what they do, but as prospects, they don't want to have to pay for that if they don't have to. So they will allow the business owner or the salesperson to do something called unpaid consulting, where they're giving away their expertise for free. And to follow that, the next step is to mislead again, because, Mike, I like to think everyone that's listening and watching, including ourselves, pretty smart individuals. And most people, if they're in a, let's say, a B2B world, they're not going to go into a business again or continue to correspond with someone who says, Mike, I think you have a great product or service. I've had an incumbent that I've been with for 10 years. I know that your price is a little bit lower. I want to use that information to beat up my current client or my current vendor so I can get a better price from them. And in reality, I'm really not going to use you. Prospects aren't going to tell you that. So we've got to be better, but prospects want to keep you at arm's length. End of the day, the last thing they do is they go into the witness protection program or voicemail jail. And we all have cell phones. You have one right now. We're using it for Facebook to communicate with our guests. But at the end of the day, there's caller ID on there. All of us know who's calling us, whether it's in our office or on our cell. And when we're still in the sales process, prospects will pick up the phone all the time to converse, to find out information. But once they have what they need, they drop out of sight. because now they no longer need you. And it can be tough for salespeople and business owners to think of prospects that way. They're people. People are genuinely good, and you need to recognize that. However, prospects are a little different. They have a job to do, as do we, and they want to get that information for nothing and use it to help them in their buying process. That's all.
Back with more from sales trainer and coach Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associate Sandler Training right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.